So what are the two most asked questions of me, a mortgage broker? Well, one is, where are rates going to be, you know, tomorrow or next month or 2023? Guys, I don't really know. But I'm going to give you some context at the end of this video, go over rates and where my expectations are in the next week or so. But the other piece of the puzzle is, what's going on with housing? Is it going to crash? Are house prices going to stabilize? Are they going to go up? Well, to do that, what I normally do, and I have an economics degree, is go back to my old Econ 101 book, talking about supply and demand. So let me go through those two components. We know demand's down. Take my word for it, demand's down. I can show you my numbers. I can show you our numbers. The volume is dramatically down. Why? There's no refinances. There's none. And there's a lot of people just stepping on the sideline to purchase homes, okay? The other piece of this component is the supply. How many houses are on the market? Well, you would think you do a report and you'd check out those numbers and it would come back and say there's X amount of numbers of housing inventory. Well, did you know there's dramatically differences in what report you read? And that's what we're going to talk about here. So if you go to some inventory reports and you look at them, you might say, what in the world is going on? Because one report shows this and one report shows that. Let me show you an example. If we go to this website, and this is Calculated Risk newsletter that I would highly suggest you guys apply for if you're a realtor or mortgage person, they go through the numbers. So let's see, there's a significant difference between the measure of inventories, and this is leading to some confusion. I'm even confused. Okay, so let's get this. National Association of Realtors. So we're gonna go over four pieces of this puzzle. We're gonna go over National Association of Realtors, we're gonna go over Redfin, we're gonna go over Realtor.com, and we're gonna go over another analyst that we follow is Altos. And let's see how far off these numbers are, if in fact they're off. Okay, so let's go through this. National Association of Realtors reported this week that inventories was unchanged from where we were a year ago. Total housing inventory released at the end of August was 1.28 million. A decrease of 1.5 million from July, just the month prior, and unchanged from the previous year. So if you check at NARS, National Association of Realtors, we have the same amount of inventory as we did last year. The next piece of this puzzle, and here is a graph of Redfin's weekly data showing active inventory is at the 2021 levels. So they're saying basically we're at the same level where we were back at this time last year. Okay, so they're flat. So we'll look at these National Association of Realtors and Redfin so far are showing the same numbers. Well, how about Realtor.com? I got my shoulder over there for a reason. Realtor.com, let's see what they have. So is it up 2, 3, 4%? No, it's up 26%, where all the other two are at zero. So let's check it. Here is a graph from Realtor.com showing inventory in August was 26% above the 2021 levels and where we were in 2020. That's contradicting of the last two that we just reviewed. And here's the graphs. And I'm gonna put this data down below for you guys to dissect on your own. If you find something here that I completely missed, put it on the description down below. And on a weekly basis, Realtor.com reports inventory was up 28% year over year. Okay, so they're showing it up 28% year over year. The other two are at zero. Let's go to Altos, the one I follow. They're showing that it is 26.5% above where we were a year ago. So what is it? Zero, 26, or 28? Huge differences. Well, let's go to a report that was just issued today by the economist that I follow. So we go to right here, up in there. Housing, this is just out today, guys. Housing September 26th inventory increased by 0.9% from last week, hitting a new peak for 2022. Okay, we're at a peak high. So if we're peaking and we're higher, how are we at the same as we were last year? I don't get it. So let's go down through. Active inventory increased for the second consecutive week, increased 0.9 from last week and hitting a new peak for the year. Here's the same weekly inventory changes from the last 4 years. So remember, again, they're saying we're basically at the same level we were, getting the same level where we were in 2020. It's right here. We're 5,000 units lower, okay? Inventory bottomed seasonally in March of 2022 and is now up 131% since then. So from March of this year to right now, inventory is up 131%. So how are two other analysts coming back National Association of Realtors and Redfin coming back and saying they basically have the same inventory as we've had for the past year. None of this makes sense. Okay, so to figure out the prices of houses, why am I doing this? Well, because so many people are saying the market's going to crash. What would create a housing crash? Well, you have way too much supply for little demand. That would do it. Or you just have people just stepping in or bowing out of the market, which that's what a lot of people are doing. So that's why. And what else would cause housing to crash? Well, more and more houses coming to the market, especially on the foreclosure side, and we're not seeing that as well. So the data is really conflicting. That's why I come out on a daily basis giving you guys all the tools that you need to do your own research. Don't follow me like sheep, being followed by sheeps. I didn't make any sense, but don't follow me like the herd, I guess is the best way of saying it. Do your own research so you can be comfortable with your decision. So let's look at the economic calendar what should coming up this week play a role in what's gonna go on with mortgage rates and housing. So we go over to that, we go to the economic calendar. It is full of information this week, and it's a scary week because we have rates at record highs and it could only increase from there. Because why? Well, look what's on the agenda for this week. On Wednesday, we have Federal Chairman Powell speaking. Every time he talks, the market's knee-jerk, okay? But on top of that, what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing durable goods orders. In that area, we're gonna see how much manufacturers are making, so why do we watch that? We wanna see how the manufacturing markets are doing, plus the jobs market, labor. They're saying that labor, the jobs market, is the silver lining behind everything. Well, if you start seeing durable goods orders come back, you're gonna start seeing manufacturers producing less. To produce less, they need less employees, so they'll pull back on hiring. Thus, inflation or the unemployment rate will skyrocket, and then you're gonna have everybody and their mother saying, yes, we're in a recession, if and when the job market starts to collapse. And then from there, we're gonna have consumer confidence. I don't know about you guys, only thing I'm confident in is right now is my gas price is lower than it was last month because I was paying $6 a gallon at the pump last month, and now I'm under $4, believe it or not. New home sales, they're coming out on Tuesday as well. And then we have pending home sales. Then Federal Chairman Powell speaks again. Then we got oil. But the two big days that I want you to pay attention to, other than the Fed talking, is Thursday. We're going to have GDP. That's going to confirm if we had two consecutive months or quarters of negative GDP. And then on Friday, the infamous PCE. This is the inflation number the Federal Reserve really, really puts all their credence in. And we're going to figure out where that number is coming in on Friday, because based on that number, if you can see a dramatic draw back in that number, you're going to see maybe the markets react and say, hey, this might be good news for the Fed. So you might see the stock market go up and rates come down. But it all depends on how that number comes in. But speaking of rates, probably why you're here. So let's get over to mortgage rates. Today we're seeing here's where rates are. This is basically where we closed on Friday. These are not my rates. These are the national averages out there. So if you're looking to buy a house, buy your first house, maybe an investment property or refinancing, here's where rates are. These are the top six products used. And these are mortgage rates published by Mortgage News Daily. They survey lenders all over the country. This isn't any mortgage lenders' rates. This is the national average. And you can see them right across the board. These are the top six programs that are used. What's going on in the market right now, based on any information that's out there, we're going to see what's the market's doing on what direction mortgage rates are taking. We monitor this. This is the bond that's trading on Wall Street live on your screen. And this is what's going on, the prices of mortgage bonds trading on Wall Street. So this is, I'll just give you some insight on this. As this price goes down, okay, the price that you're looking at, the price, as it goes down, yields are going to go up. What are yields? Well, it's part of your mortgage rate. So if the yield goes up, your mortgage rate's gonna go up. I can see at least an eighth of a percent increase in rates right here. So if we go back to where we were, we're probably gonna see 6.875 teetering on the 7% level here, basically very, very soon. So my name is Dan Frio. What I do on a daily basis is this. What we're having tomorrow is a live event. So please join us. I'm gonna explain to you and have an open forum where you guys can ask questions. The differences between 2008 and the market today, the similarities, the differences and the complete disconnect on how so many people use the 2008 crash as their focal point today and why you shouldn't be doing that. So that's what I'd like to teach you guys tomorrow. But if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, we're a mortgage advisor licensed throughout the entire country. So no matter where you are out there, we would love to help you. And to find out more about me and my team, all you have to do is go to therateupdate.com. Here we are. You can call us. You can text with us, you can chat with us, you can book a meeting right behind my head, any which way that makes it convenient for you guys to reach out to us to answer any and all the questions that you have. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget, we are on podcast now, so just check me out, Dan Frio, or The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio on your most favorite podcast channel. God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.